From Tidbits on July 24th, 2017, this is iOS 10.3.3 Patches High-Profile Broadpone Flaw by Adam C. Angst. The Threat Post blog has called out the fact that Apple's recently released iOS 10.3.3 patches a high-profile flaw known as Broadpone. The Broadpone vulnerability, which affects Broadcom's BCM43XX family of Wi-Fi chips, allows an attacker within Wi-Fi range to execute code on the Wi-Fi chips of affected devices. Exactly what an attacker could do from that point remains unknown, but said code would be running underneath the operating system. An aside, everything we've seen talks about Broadpone only in the context of iOS and Android, but Apple's recent operating system updates all say they fixed the same bug, and Apple uses the affected Broadcom BCM43XX Wi-Fi chips across all its hardware lines. So it seems likely that all of Apple's platforms are vulnerable unless they're running the latest version of their operating systems. However, the security update for OS X 10.11.6 El Capitan and 10.10.5 Yosemite does not reference the Broadpone bug. Anyway, the practical upshot of this is that you should update to iOS 10.3.3 soon. Most security vulnerabilities are either limited in what they can do or how attackers can use them, but our security editor, Rich Mogul, said that Broadpone looks to be one of the worst vulnerabilities he has seen in a while. So hey, just go to Settings, General, Software Update, and update your iOS 10 devices right now. What counts as an affected device? According to Nite Artenstein, the Exodus intelligence researcher who discovered Broadpone, the vulnerability, quote, is found in an extraordinarily wide range of mobile devices, from various iPhone models to HTC, LG, Nexus, and practically the full range of Samsung flagship devices. Artenstein will be presenting a session on Broadpone at the Black Hat USA 2017 conference. In its security notes about iOS 10.3.3, Apple says that the update patches the flaw in the iPhone 5 and newer, the 4th generation iPad and newer, and the 6th generation iPod Touch. But that's just because those are the only devices that can run iOS 10. Older devices remain problematic. For instance, the iPhone 4 and iPhone 4S, among others, also use vulnerable Broadcom Wi-Fi chips. And because they can't run iOS 10.3.3, they are likely vulnerable to Broadpone. As far as I can remember, Apple has never released a security update to a previous version of iOS. Unfortunately, since about 8% of iOS devices are still running an earlier version, and there are well over 1 billion iOS devices in use today, that policy puts millions of people at risk. We'd like to see Apple follow the same policy as with macOS, where 2 previous versions of the operating system receive security updates. We don't know why Apple didn't address Broadpone for Yosemite and El Capitan. Perhaps there's some other reason they aren't vulnerable. Of course, risk is relative. Most people with everyday data on their devices have little to worry about, particularly with Broadpone, which requires an attacker to be within Wi-Fi range. However, if you use an older Broadpone-vulnerable iOS or Android device to communicate about sensitive government, corporate, or medical topics, now would be a good time to switch to a newer device. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, ScanSnap, and Jamf Now, and supported by readers like you. If you like listening to our articles, please visit our podcast page on iTunes and leave a rating and or review. To find it, click the podcast link in the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, the Tidbits News app, Apple News, Twitter, and Facebook. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.